Thanks for tuning in to Rosie on the House, where in the 9 o'clock hour, we take your calls about what it is you're trying to get solved or completed or started in and about your house, home, castle, or cabin. John has called in. Let's bring him into the conversation. Welcome in. See how we can help him out. Good morning, John.
Good morning. I have a house that was built in 1973.
Okay.
And I'm the third owner. Really, nothing's been done to it. It's original.
Good.
But the air conditioner was replaced in 2010 after that giant hailstorm.
Yes.
Through.
Okay.
I noticed, I've only been there about 4 months, but I noticed the living room and the dining room have greater airflow from the air conditioner vents than the three bedrooms pretty much combined. Is there something I should be looking at, or is there somebody I should be calling to have the AC system checked out to see if it's balanced and putting out what it should?
John, you've just been in the house a couple months?
Yes.
Okay, so you haven't had to live through a summer with it?
No, not yet.
You're just trying to get ready for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I would definitely call somebody now. The problem may not even just be balancing. I mean, there could be a huge gaping hole in your ductwork. That's why the air's not getting back there. And you don't want to spend money to air condition your attic. That's not gonna right. That's not gonna be a bill you're gonna want to pay for. We've got home energy audit companies at rosieonthehouse.com. Type in your zip code. Select energy efficiency. Hit search. You've got Rhea's Home Performance. You have Green ID. Yeah. Will be the two that show up for 62602 code. Give them a call. Energy audits about 99.
Yep.
And they identify, get your the information for your
and a whole lot more
and why it's unbalanced, along with all your other homes, energy violations, the weak point, the low hanging fruit of what's causing your energy waste.
John, it really is the best $99 you can spend. So start with a whole house energy audit. You're new to the home. It'll show you things about the house you may or may not know. Now, if you have the right kind of registers at your home, air conditioning registers, you can kind of amateur balance the system yourself. And here's how we tell people to do that. We like an air conditioning supply register that's called an OBD, and it's got directional vanes that you actually have to stick a screwdriver in to open and close the vanes behind the display register, okay? So it's got like two layers of vanes, one behind what you see and then what you see, the OBD registers, supply registers. And I will tell people, generally speaking, this time of year, close all your OBD registers throughout the house about 40%. Get them down to where they're only about 60% open, okay? And then as the warmer months start creeping up on you, the rooms that aren't getting sufficient cooling or sufficient airflow, just open those registers and see if it doesn't solve the problem itself. That's a very amateurish way to balance. It's not a very sophisticated way where you're actually measuring the airflow. And you can have that done. They can put air scoops on each of the registers. They can measure the air that's being returned to the unit through the return air. And they can start balancing it based on the heat load and size of every particular room according to how much air is available. But again, if you have OBDs, you can kind of do that yourself. Brand new to the house, get yourself a whole house energy audit, and let's go from there. It's going to tell you a whole lot more about everything else you might consider. And then sometimes you can just reach out and ask the prior homeowner, what were your summer bills last summer? See what they were. It might be a reference point or a base point for you to start figuring as you improve things on the house. Is it working? Is it helping? Or is it not? Okay? So, John, we appreciate the call, and congratulations on the new house. I'm really glad to hear he said it was built in the 70s, and it's had very little work done to it. Dimes to donut, it's a masonry house.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's see if we can help Don here a little bit. What's Don looking for?
Good morning. Thank you for taking my call.
You bet. Thanks for tuning in.
I'm from Canada, and I've called you before from up in Canada. It's starting to get hot down here. I'm in Goodyear.
Okay.
And I'm wondering about air conditioning. Number one, I guess, is we're looking at possibly going from a generic thermostat to possibly something like the Nest that we could monitor while we're up in Canada through an app on our phone.
Okay.
I guess my second part of the question would be, I'm wondering if that's a do-it-yourself project.
Okay.
And I'm also wondering, would there be a benefit in lowering the temperature of the home early in the morning, say 3 till 6 a.m., to a lower setting and then having a higher setting during the daytime, if there'd be any benefit to that at all?
Okay, Don, from Canada, living out in Goodyear. I've got a whole lot more questions for you to try and give you the right answers. So if you'll stay tuned, we're going to go for a little break here and catch up on bottom of the hour news. When we get back, we're going to be talking through thermostat options and air conditioning with Don from Canada with a home here in town.
Keep Rosie on the House the number one referral directory in the state by voting at rosieonthehouse.com or ranking Arizona.